Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we would like to welcome you again to Jehovah Jireh International Institution. We are broadcasting from the bold and beautiful city in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice, and we choose to be glad in it. We are so excited about what God is doing in these last days and the last times, day times that we're living in, because we don't know the day, we don't know the hour when Christ is soon to come. The Word of God says coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. Well, you got time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that Jehovah Jireh International Institution online mission and evangelism is on the air. And we have so much to talk to you about today. We have so much that we want to share with you on today about mission and evangelism. We also would like to invite you to tune in to our advisors that's going to be here with us, and they're going to also be able to rightly divide the word of truth, giving you truth about mission and evangelism, because of what God has put upon them, what the anointing that is in their lives. Come on, go with us before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise your name. We thank you to God for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you to God for the great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We do thank you and honor you, God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, and thy word how we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Thank you for you being holy and righteous. Thank you, God, for being an example to the unbelievers. Thank you, Father, for showing us the way. We realize today that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the light, and no man cometh unto the Father but by you. And this we will glorify and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank you. Again, we would like to welcome you to Jehovah Jireh International Institution. We'd like to thank God for our advisor. We thank God for Dr. June Normeal and Evangelist Pondam Lee Williams. We thank God for all of those that are listening. We thank God for our directors that's on board. And thank God for all that he has done and all that he's going to do according to his word. Now, when we began to look at some things that we kind of started on last week, and we were talking about a concern, we're still talking about mission and evangelism. That is our goal. That is something that we want to let the nation know, the people to know, those that want to be enriched by the word of God. This is something that we are talking about because of the fight. On last we began to talk about concern. It let us know how much and how important it is for you and I to be concerned about those that are lost. The Word of God said he came to seek and to save those that are lost. So we were one of the people that was lost. Somebody came, and somebody was concerned about us, and somebody told us about Christ, and somebody didn't walk to the other side of the street, and somebody didn't turn up their nose to us, but they had the favor of God. They had the love of God on the inside, and they were so concerned that they were able to tell us about Jesus Christ. Now, when I was looking and studying to for tonight, I began to look at Luke, the 19th chapter, and in it, it began to tell us about Zacchaeus. Do you not remember Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was a noble man. He was one, when I said he was one that that was a tax collector. Zacchaeus had money. He was known publicly. And he heard that Jesus was in town. He knew that Jesus was in the city. And he wanted, he had a desire. I don't know what he had heard before because his Bible didn't tell us what he heard before. But it did tell us that that Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. So this man, he climbed up into a sycamore tree so when Jesus came by that he could see Jesus. I really applaud him. I thank God for Zacchaeus because he didn't just want to hear about who Jesus was, but he wanted to see him. Like all of us, it should be a desire on the inside that we get to see Jesus and to know who Jesus is. So when we begin to look at the ninth verse, let's start at the at 10th verse of Luke, the 19th chapter, and it says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save him that are lost." But we look, we see that Zacchaeus, he was a Republican, he was rich, he had pressed through the crowd. I commend him again. He pressed through the crowd but to in order to see Jesus, but he couldn't see him because why? He was of little stature. He was a short man. So therefore, he had this idea. And I can see why he's a leader, because he didn't just, was not stagnated, didn't just stay there, but he decided that I'm going to climb up into the sycamore tree so that I can see him. That's an idea. That's a plan. I believe that he wanted to see Jesus bad enough that he wasn't going to be embarrassed enough because he was a leader, because he was rich. But he decided that I'm going to see Jesus because I know that he's going to pass by this way. So he climbed up into the sycamore tree. And you know what? When Jesus came by, come on, when Jesus came by, he looked up, and there was Zacchaeus. He knew Zacchaeus was there. I believe he knew that he was going to meet Zacchaeus that day. But Zacchaeus took the effort. And Jesus was so concerned about him that Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in your house." And Zacchaeus, he made haste. He came down and receive Jesus joyfully. So it let us know, because what we're talking about today is contact. It let us know that we have to, it's necessary, it's a must, that we have contact with those that we're trying to win for the kingdom of God. When we look at John 1:41, it begins with personal contact, because look at Simon. And Simon said to him, "We have found the Messiah." They had found Christ. And it wasn't good enough for them just to find Christ, but they wanted somebody else to find Christ. And I thank God, because that's the love of God that's on the inside of a believer. That it's not just all right for me to find Christ, to know Christ, to have the love of God inside of me, and it's not enough for you, and I know that you can agree with me, to have the love of God within me and you, but we have to make it personal, and we have to want to contact someone, not just have it for ourselves. So this is what his brother Simon did. So Jesus had emphasized on seeking the lost. He said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. If you like to mark that down, that's something that you can just go over and read later and share with someone else and think about it a little bit. It's just like you're chewing something good that you don't want to let go. It tastes and you're not ready to swallow it yet, but you need to really, on the Word of God, the book of Joshua said that we have to meditate on him day and night. So it's necessary that we meditate and we think about what God is saying and what God is speaking to us. The movement of Christianity in this world is honestly spiritually based on personal contact. Anyone who really knows Jesus will know others would want others to know him also. The secret is in the word of Andrew, we have found. In other words, we search for him. We have seen him. We have found him. The search for satisfaction in a man's soul is completed in a living knowledge of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we can search, and people are searching for so many things out there. They're empty, they're depleted on the inside. They have no peace. They have no joy. And the only thing that's missing is Christ in their lives. And sometimes we say, what's wrong with them? What's going on with them? What are they thinking about? How they can do this? How they can do that? You know, they act the way that they act. It's because they do not have Jesus Christ in their life. And it's up to us as preachers of the gospel, as ambassadors, as soul winners, as fishers of men, to have personal contact with those that need to be saved, like Zacchaeus. There are people out there that want to be saved. The word says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers, that's us. There's many laborers out there that need to be out there. It's not enough for the Bible to say it. The laborers are few. The harvest is plentiful. And we need more people in the harvest. All right. Christ gave the answer. He tells us to follow him. He said, and I will make you fishers of men. That's what he wants us to be. Sometimes we're seeking after other things that to enrich our lives and make us happy, even as people of God. And God wants us to follow him. If we follow him, then he said that he will make us to become fishers of men. A love for Christ. You need to note this down. Write this down. A love for Christ produces a love for mankind. You wonder, how can I love mankind? How can I love that man that's so hateful? How can I love that woman that just is so awful? How can I do this when people despitefully use me and persecute me? It'll be so much easier if we had the love of God, the love for mankind. And so many times we see things on the network, on television, we hear things on the radio, and we're thinking, you know, many are thinking, you know, how could that person do whatever they did? How could a person cut another man's head off? How could a person shoot another individual? They do it because they do not have the love of God on the inside. The word let us know that we are to be workmen. And a workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. We need to know that lives today are complicated. You ask why they're complicated. They're complicated because they're living in sin. They're living in transgression. That's why God has called you. And that's why God has called me. And that's why God wants to use us as being his fishermen of men and being ambassadors for him. So we have to make sure that we are in agreement with God's word. We can't do the will of the Father unless we in agreement with God's word. A conscientious doctor, he must deal with a patient separately, and so must a conscientious soul winner deal with the person that we are trying to save. And there are many ways there, and I understand that one-on-one contact. I understand that group contact. I understand whatever means we're in that we can get them saved. I understand all of that. God is just letting us know that even as he was concerned about the people when he came and walked this earth, he wants us to follow him and to be an example as he was unto for us, that we can be able to win more souls for the kingdom of God. We're going to go to our advisors and those that are part of Jehovah Jireh International, and we're going to let them come. And they're going to take about 2 minutes, and we're going to come back to them, but they're going to come and take about 2 minutes, and then they're going to be able to talk to you. I know you're excited. I know that you are here listening online on Mission and Evangelism for Jehovah Jireh International, because God's love is in the people of God, and they have what you need. They have Christ. They have the Word of God. So they're going to take about 2 minutes, and they're going to come. And they're going to be able to talk about and kind of rehearse some of the things that we talked about at the beginning of this class and whatever God had given them in that two-minute span. And then we're going to go back to them so that they can talk about Jesus. At this time, we're going to go to Dr. June Normiel. She's going to come, and we would like to hear what God has from her. Dr. Normiel.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Good evening, Radio Land, and also to the panel. I'd like to thank God for allowing me to come before you today. And I just thank God for this topic. We'll be talking about mission and evangelism, because that is what God has given each and every one of us as believers to do, to go out into the world, to teach, to preach, and to be a witness to those that who are lost. Because John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And he knew, God knew in the scope of time, that he had to come to introduce Jesus to man, which had come down himself, and to let Jesus to be that example, to show love, to show just how much that he was willing for us to be engrafted back to him. And that same love that God has given Christ, and that Christ has given his life for us, is the same love that we have to give each other for the lost in the world. For we love God so much that we're able to live it out our life as a living sacrifice and to be holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, is to go out and be witnesses to the world and to the lost. And just like Zacchaeus, what Dr. McCoy was saying in the scripture in Luke 19:10, say, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost," which was lost. Zacchaeus was lost. And like Dr. McCoy said, he not only had heard about Jesus, but he wants to see Jesus. And the same thing, that if anybody ever come in contact with Jesus, they will no longer go the same way. And us being believers, we should be able to share that same love. And we should be able to give that same hope to somebody else, because the hope of Christ is in us. It's what we could give to others. But we can't do that with any kind of love. We have to only be engrafted and endowed with the Holy Spirit that would give us that agape love. They call us to be able to love those that despitefully use us, to love those that don't know Christ. When things don't go good for us, we still be able to love them in spite of, regardless of. And when we come in contact with people that who need Christ, we should be able to feel that love, and we should be able to want to share that love, because something good to us, you always want to share that. That's how it is with Jesus. God is so good to Jesus that Jesus wanted to give us the same thing he had. He wanted to give us God. It's just like the lady at the well said, come see a man. She's talking about Jesus, who has told me all things. She had gotten in contact with anybody, lots of different men, a lot of different people that came her way. But it's something about that one-on-one personal contact. You come in contact with Jesus, you have that same testimony the lady at the well say, come see a man who has told me all things that I have done. We can have that same testimony. Come see a man who has changed my life. Come see a man who will be able to accept me for who I am. Come see a man who is able to show me love that caused me to see myself like he see me. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normir. We're going to be going to Evangelist Pandamia Williams. Evangelist Williams, good evening.
Greetings, Dr. McCoy, and everybody under the sound of my voice, radio listeners, Block Talk radio listeners. Truly it is a blessing just to share the word of God and even to hear the teaching that we have for today, to stir up our memory and to stir up our hunger to go out and bring souls in, to win souls for Christ. Because I'm reminded that the word of God said, he that winneth souls is wise. So it's an awesome thing that as Dr. McCoy started out talking out about being concerned for the lost, we have really got to stir up our hunger, stir up our desire to go out and bring somebody else in, pull somebody else from the hellfire. And even as we do that, we've got to stir them up to do the same thing, because time is winding up. And it's an awesome parable when Dr. McCoy was talking about Zacchaeus and the woman of God brought some very key thoughts out, brought some wonderful things out that we've got to remember, that this man did not just sit around and say, okay, Jesus coming, oh well. But this man ran to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. There are some of us right now, there are people all around us, and I'm talking about even in the church, that's not even concerned about worship or not even concerned about the services. You'd be surprised that people come to the house of prayer for all kinds of reasons. And for the reasons that people come to the house of prayer, and when these people come to the house of prayer, you got to remember that people, everybody that followed Jesus, even back in the days, they did not all follow him because they loved him. You know, some followed him for healing. Some followed him just to see what was going on or just to see what was happening out of their curiosity. But we've got to check our motives, and we've got to check our desire to win souls, and we've got to get in a hurry. And, you know, when I think about Zacchaeus, the Bible says he was a rich man. So you see, that cut out the money thing right there. It was not all about the money. He had everything he wanted, as in material or riches, but something was still missing. And that's what we got to point out to the sinner today. We got to make them know that something is missing from their lives. You know, if we remember before God saved us, there was a void. We could sometimes you can be hungry, think you're hungry, and you can go to the refrigerator and you just, I want something, but I don't know what it is. I just want something. Sometimes it's that void. Even now, as born-again believers, when we miss prayer time or worship or forsake to assemble ourselves in the house of prayer, when we just miss out on anything, the things concerning the things of God, something is missing, and we'll know that, hey, it's prayer time, or it's time to feed my spirit. Even like now, right now, we can feel that desire. Somebody know that Jesus is yet saving and delivering. And even somebody under the sound of my voice, you're oppressed right now, you're depressed. But let me tell you, Jesus is the answer. Just like Zacchaeus knew that Jesus was the answer, and he ran to see Jesus. He made effort to climb up in the tree, and you know Jesus was mindful of him because Jesus looked up and told him to make haste and come down. So it's time for us to make haste and win souls for Christ. This is an awesome lesson that we got tonight, and I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. McCoy, but I'm so mindful of the scripture she pointed.
Thank you, Evangelist William. I mean, this is really exciting. It is nobody but God that is moving in the midst. And at this time, we're going to go to Prophetess Cassandra Cadoner, and she too going to be able to come to us and to talk to us by the wayside and to give us what we need. So students online, I don't know what cities, every city that is tuning in, that is setting in tonight, students everywhere, people of God everywhere, get that paper, get that pen, jot down some of the things, some of the nuggets that God is giving you on this evening. Prophetess Cassandra Cardona.
Amen. I thank and praise God for this, Dr. McCoy, and to all of the listeners in Radio Land. As the Word of God says, we need to really get on it and get ready, get prepared to go out. I thank and praise God for this subject. Amen. On Zacchaeus, how determined he was, so determined until he ran ahead and got in a tree. Amen. Just to see Jesus. And this is what it's all about, that we can see Jesus. And some of the people out there and you know, other areas that we need to minister to, the only Jesus they're going to see is in us. And that's the only way, the only Jesus they're going to see, the only Jesus they're going to hear about, amen, is the Jesus in us. And we must get on our job. We must have take care of God's business, because this is what our purpose is today, to spread the gospel, the good news, so that we can save as many, so that so many will not be lost. But somebody told us about it one day, and then we therefore have to tell other people about it and get and spread the good news that Jesus is coming soon. And this is, like I said, the only Jesus that some people are going to hear about is through us. And what we have to say is the important messages through us. And you have to have a love, a special love. You have to be a people person. If you love God, then you'll love the people, and you have to have a that special love of God on the inside in order to minister to the people today. Thank you, McCoy.
Thank you, Prophetess Cardona. Here we are. We are talking about concern. And there is a concern that God had for us. There was a love that Christ had for us to want to give his life. He gave his life because he loved and he gave his life because he cared. He gave his life because we were all sinners. And except he would have given his life, then we were all would not have a right to the tree of life. And I thank God that God had given his life for us. What an awful price, yet awesome what he did, that we could live and not die, and that we could have eternal life. Well, under concern, we want to look at some things tonight, some guidelines. And the first one we're going to talk about is, we're still talking about contact. We're talking about I must live it. What does that mean? What are you talking about, Dr. McCoy? That means that I can't say to others, do as I say, but don't do as I do. They must see Christ in me. I like what Paul said, and I make reference to him so many times. In Galatians 2 and 20, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the Christ that lives within me, and the Christ that I now live in the flesh. I live by faith, the Son of God who loved and gave himself for me. The life that I now live, because my life has changed. My speech has changed. My mindset has changed. So therefore, it's under I must live it. It's responsibility as leaders, as soul winners, as ambassadors, as fishers of men, to live the life like Christ lived the life for us. We can't tell the person that when we are not living right, when we are saying things and doing things, we can't be hypocrites and be witnesses too. The Bible said to let our light so shine before men that others will see our good work and to glorify the Father which is in heaven. And then I like what the word says in Romans 12 and 12. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind through the word. And only thing that we could, only thing God expects for us is to live this life, to let our light so shine before men that others will see our good work and to glorify the Father in heaven. We must see Jesus in one another in order for the word, for the world to see Jesus. They don't want any more of what they're living. They don't want any more hypocrisy. They don't want any more deception. They don't want any more lying. They don't want to feel like, hey, why should I come to Jesus if we're not being an example to the unbeliever? So therefore, we must live it. You can put a pen in there. Maybe you want to put two or three taxes in there or some checks there because it's very, very important. It, because we must love people in order to live for Christ. We must first love Christ, and we must love people. You know, I cannot pretend the other person knows my motives immediately. The power of evangelism is described in Revelation 22 and 17. And the Spirit and the bride says, come. When my concern for others is in keeping with the concern of the Holy Spirit towards mankind, and there is a community of interest in the individuals that result in compulsion. Number, the next one we want to talk about is I must meet the public. I must meet the public. How are we going to win souls for the kingdom of God? We can't do it in a box. We can't do it hidden. We can't do it when we won't open our mouth. But we can't do it if we're not going to open up our heart. So therefore, we got to meet the public. What's in the public? Mostly everybody in the public. You got lawyers. You got those administration. You got people homeless. You got the black, the white, the red. You got all of these people, school teachers, barbers. You got all these people in the public. They part of the public. So therefore, in order for us to get people saved, then we got to go out into the hedges, got to go into the highways, and we got to be able to compel them to come. And you know what? If people, if they have just met you, they'll see something different about you. You know, we don't have to preach a sermon, and God didn't call us to preach a sermon when we're trying to win souls for the kingdom. He wants us to show the love of God that's on the inside of us. He wants our light to shine. Like the word says, let your light so shine before men that others will see your good work and to glorify the Father which is in heaven. Jesus was having artists at this, honestly. He never met a stranger, Paul testified, I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Kindness will open doors. That's something we ought to put three or four tacks in or check marks in. The Bible tells us that we ought to be, that we should be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even for God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. See, this is all in meeting the public. This is all in getting people saved. If you're mean to people, they don't want to hear you. If you don't know, if you don't think you're better than other people, they're not going to want to hear you because that's all of this is a turnoff. So we're telling you now is how that we're going to meet the public. Now, we're going to talk about I must look for need. But before we talk about I must look for need, we're going to go back to our panelists and our advisors and the women of God, and they're going to take their a minute and a half to two, and they're going to talk about what we just talked about. And so get ready again, because as last time they had something very good in order to share with you. This time they're going to have something very good as well to share with you again. So let's go to Dr. June Normel. Dr. Normel.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. I'd like to make a comment on the topic of what you said, I must live it. And talk is cheap in the world over there by the cliche. We can talk that talk, but can we walk that walk? And as being disciples and believers of Christ, we have to talk that talk. They're going to glorify God. But even when our mouth closed, what I mean talk that talk, our life, the life that we live has to speak for itself. That be our action. We talk the talk, but the life that we live. Because we can say one thing at our mouth, but our action do another thing that don't line up with the word of God. That blames shame upon Christ and the body of Christ and ourselves as being a believer. So, but we got to live that thing that we preach. We have to live that thing that we teach that's according to the word of God. And it's sad to be among believers and no one can tell the difference, but you the one supposed to be saved by we laughing at the dirty jokes, we talking and cursing and compromising of Christian life with the world. We got to live that thing that we talk about that glorify Christ. And it's so easy to get caught up in to what the world is saying and trying to please the world and living a compromising life when you don't have the genuine love of Christ inside of you. Because one thing about what's in you going to come out. And that's why it takes the Holy Ghost. It takes the power of God. It takes a relationship with God to be able to be empowered inside of us as being a believer, the things that come out of what we say, what we do, where we go, what we touch, that God can be glorified in it. And also, you talked about I must meet the public. And the public is anywhere that we put our feet to tread upon. It could be our job. God opened doors and opportunities for us to be in places that people that don't know Christ but in high position stuff, but got us to be an instrument and just strategically be able to witness to them in a way that is very discreetful, but very powerful, that will penetrate their lives and cause them to see God. Even in the school, we have more opportunities to be a witness of what our life and what God would do for us. Even in the schools with our grandchildren, going to PTA meetings, going to baseball games, going to community functions, that's a door open the way for God to get us to be able to let our light shine, to be able to show love, to be able to show the concern of the lost in the world, and to be able to let people see by what we live and what we do that it betrayed Christ. And when people see something very good, like we see something that's pleasing to the eye and pleasing to our ear and pleasing to our taste, what we like, we go after that thing. We want that. And that's the same thing if we betray Christ being in our lives and what we do, what we say, where we go, then it's genuine. People will want that. It's the anointing that draws people. So we have to live a life that's anointed, that God can be glorified. The only thing we have to know is that whatever is in us is coming out. We have to let it be Jesus. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normel. Next, we're going to hear from Evangelist Leah Williams. Evangelist Williams.
Blessings upon you again, Dr. McCoy, and our listeners. You know, this is awesome, and it's something that we, even as born-again believers and witnesses for Christ and leaders, we've got to make sure that we drop this in our spirit. It's kind of like I gave my own simple cliche. I just kind of adopted, I must practice what I preach, and I must live what I teach. And as we're talking about being concerned about the loss, and as Dr. McCoy brought these gold nuggets out, how we got to live this thing. It's not something we just talk about or preach about. I teach about, but at the end of our messages, people are going to be watching to find out if we're letting our light shine before men. And the Bible says that they may see our good works and give God the glory. And yes, we are. You know, sometimes I'm going through a drive-through, and I say to myself, I need to park my car so I can walk in, and I just need to witness to somebody today, you know, instead of taking the shortcut. And it is so important, as Dr. McCoy, as you were bringing out, we need to be kind. And that's Bible, that scripture, to be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. And that is a gold nugget, because Jesus himself said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And some of us, I say myself, I'm so young, but up in age, and I see other people, older people, and this is my conclusion, older people, they portray a meanness about them. The older they get, the meaner they get. And sometimes that's a way, an avenue that you got to pray through. Lord, don't let me be mean, but Lord, stir up my joy and let my light shine. Let Jesus be shown. Let him from the inside be manifested on the outside, so that sometimes you don't even have to open your mouth to witness to somebody, but they will see the difference. They will see Jesus in you, and they would even come, might approach you and ask you, there's something different about you. What is it? What is it? What is it? And that's an open door to tell them about Jesus. So in my conclusion, in this personal evangelism, and I think way back when we started out talking about sharing Jesus effectively, all of these are effective ways to win souls, you know, to practice what we preach, to live this life according to the word of God, and to be kind and loving, and to just let people know that Jesus Christ is so soon to come. Back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Next, we will go to Prophetess Sandra Cardona.
Yes, Dr. McCoy, thank you. And I really appreciate this word that's coming forth and the need for people of God to not only hear, to see the light that's in us, the life that we live, the testimony that they can see and not only hear, but the life that we live. And we must be ready at all times. As the Spurs said, that to the games and wherever we go, different places, we must be ready. Our life must be so lived until we must be ready and prepared to move when God say move, because you don't know, never, ever know where you're going to be needed or your gifts is going to have to be manifested, or God is going to work through you. Just that life you live and the light that they see in you, you must be ready to at any time minister the word, or you don't know whether you can strike up a conversation or someone else say, well, you know, wherever you at or how can this be or whatever, but be ready to minister in love. Amen, that they can see the light in you, that you must live a life to be a child of God with that love coming out so that everybody can see, the world can see, this must be a child of God. You know, you don't never know where you're going to be, and an accident may occur, and you can just immediately begin to pray and ask God to have mercy and to see that they will see. And the life that may be manifested coming out of you, that they can see the need and be used of God, because God get the glory of everything that we do, and the life that we live, God get the glory out of our life, that he may get the glory and that we may be manifested, amen, because we all have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. And he must get that glory. And amen. And we must be ready at all times that our light will so shine everywhere we go. And everywhere we go, we don't have to be heard, but we must live a life that they can see. And that's so important in this day and time with everything happening, everything going to and fro, people going here and there, and people wanting to hear something good to tickle their ears. But instead of that, we can give them something that will last, something that is everlasting to them, the bread of life. We can give them the word of God more so on the inside of us that they can see it rather than just hear us yep, all the time. But we must live that life, and people must see that light. They must see Jesus in us on the inside, that they can see that this person is different, and when they minister or whatever, however we can help, be of help, we must be ready and prepared to help wherever and whenever the time comes. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
You are listening to Jehovah Jireh International Institution online mission and evangelism classes, and we're excited and we're so grateful on the inside what God is doing for his people, because that just shows the love of God. The love of God is to be able to live like God. We're all supposed to be examples to the unbeliever, and we want our students to realize this and to know this and to know that not just one day, but every day out of the week, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, we must let our lives shine, and we must have the love of God on the inside. And as our speakers were commenting, I had picked up something, and I'd like to share with you. And because I believe it has to do with contact, with what we are talking about today as well. And then we're going to move to I must look for me. And this is going to really go with me, because it says God's love. It says love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never fails. Now, when we look at I must look for need, I must look for need. Jesus said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repent. You will be surprised how many people are ready to talk. They simply need someone in whom they can have confidence in. Did I say that, confidence? Did I say that there are many people that are ready to talk, but they need someone to have confidence in? Yes, I did. It's very important. As being a believer, as being a soul winner, as being an ambassador, a fisherman, that the reason why Jesus came, he did not come for, he don't need to keep trying to get us saved because we are saved, but all we have to do is to follow the word. And we know who our Father is. But he came to seek and to save the lost. And then we are saying to you that we must look for needs. There are many needs in people that are lost and those that are saved. But they need to find people like you and I that are concerned, about their needs. We just said that sometimes people just need to talk. Talk is not going to cost you most likely anything. They need to, sometimes they're burdened. Sometimes they're on the edge of suicide. Sometimes they're in a condition of hopelessness. Sometimes they are distressed and they just want to almost like pull their hair out. Sometimes they just want to scream. Sometimes they just want to be able to talk to someone to let that person know that I need to get this off of me. I need somebody to listen to me. I need somebody to care. I need someone that's going to hold what I share with them in confidence. I need for somebody not going to get on the telephone and call up 5 or 6 people and tell them my address, tell them my telephone number, and tell them where I work, or just tell them what the life that I'm living, or the things that I'm going through. This is so important. I'm still teaching. We're still teaching. And it is so important that we be those ambassadors, be those representatives that God will have us to be. Because, yes, there are people, they simply want to talk. But did you know as well as I know that sometimes you just can't talk to anybody? You know, even if they say they're Christian, sometimes you just can't talk to them because they're going to go and they're going to share with somebody else. It's okay if you're sharing and you know that this person is honest and this person is going to hold in confidence, and that you may ask them, say, well, you know, I want you to pray about this certain situation. Sometimes you need to be holy and righteous enough in order to just, especially when people are telling you about a situation in their life, to be able to pray it out and to pray for them and see the move of God being manifested in their life. You have to be very careful as to people's personal business. And a lot of times you can win souls to Christ if you can see their need. Sometimes we so busy trying to win them to Christ, and that's our main objective. Don't get me wrong, because that is our main objective. But we need to see the need. If a person is hungry and you're trying to read a scripture to them but tell them about Christ, you can tell them that Jesus loved them, but you ought to give them some bread or some kind of sandwich or something to eat. You know, these people are not going to, they're not taking in what you're saying. They're thinking about, I'll be glad when she finished or she's finished talking because I'm hungry. I mean, I'm just talking facts. I'm just saying what I believe that God would have us as students to understand and to chew on and to be able to put it into practice. We got to look for needs. Do they need clothing? Do they need a place of shelter? Are they sick? You know, we can pray for them, or we can pray for them and try to get them some help. Well, you know what? Time goes by so quickly. So we're going to go back to our advisors, and this is we're going to ask for them to comment again for 1.5 to 2 minutes elapsed, and we're going to pick up next week on where we stopped. But we're going to go to Dr. June Normale again. Dr. Normale.
Yes, thank you, Dr. McCoy. I just want to leave out what on our topic was evangelism and mission, that God is concerned about our whole man. And at the end of the day, no matter what we say, it all boils down to what we do, the life that we live. Because the Bible says, men will know that we are disciples of Christ by what? By the love we have for one another. And Jesus said that, how can you say you love him when you never seen him? How can we say we love Christ? But we see our neighbor in need every day, and we can walk right by them. Jesus said, the word of God said, we're a liar, and truth's not in us. So we must know that God's concern about the whole man is up to us to give them, meet them where they are, just like God meet each and every one of us where we are. Whatever the need is, be in place to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and a heart to obey, to act out what God has given us to meet that person at that place. And that would show them that Jesus Christ in us is the hope of glory, giving them hope for whatever they need. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normale. Evangelist Williams.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. This is, again, this is so awesome. But I just want to leave one thing, amen, to stir up our hearts and minds and to know that we are going forth. You know, those of us, we've already been doing it, but we just need to pick it up because time is at hand. Time is winding down. And as Dr. McCoy brought out the scripture from 19 and 10, the reason Jesus came, the Bible let us know he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And we know that, as she already brought out, as one of you brought out, we are already saved. Now it's time for us to go out and bring men in. And I'm focused on one thing we had in a Sunday school lesson not long ago, that there's going to be a wedding, and this wedding is going to take place. And everything else is going to cease because the day will come when the bride, which is Jesus Christ, will be joined with the bridegroom and the Lamb of God. And on that day, we will worship him together. So we want to take as many as we can. The Bible says, pull those others from the hell fire with fear and trembling, making them know that Jesus said himself, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So that means, like Jesus told Zacchaeus to make haste and come down, we've got to make haste and go forth. Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Back over to you.
Our last speaker will be Evangelist. I'm sorry. Our last speaker will be Prophetess Sandra Cardona.
Amen, Dr. McCoy. I just thank you for those words of encouragement, and as a matter of fact, for both the other evangelists, amen, and doctor, I thank God for those comments because we must be ready. He is soon to come, and we don't have time to play around. God is, you know, he's getting ready, getting prepared, and we must be ready. And you know, we must go forth, and we must take all that we can with us, amen, because he is soon to come. Even the days are shorter. Time is going by so quickly. But, you know, his word is the only thing that's going to stand in these days. And, you know, just like it says in Matthew 6, chapter and 14, verse, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And we must be forgiving because he is really, really soon to come. And we must, you know, take Jesus everywhere we go. And like I said before, people must see the Jesus in us. We must live the life because he is so soon to come. And we must get ready, be ready, and stay ready. And take everybody we can with us because the devil is out there. He's after all of us. But we must stick together and stay together because Jesus is soon to come. Back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you. We would like to thank all of our online advisors tonight and every classroom. Give God the glory, honor, and praise. We would like to thank our radio audience, whatever city or state that you may reside in, we asking that you will call a friend, call your neighbor, call and let someone know that the Jehovah Jireh International Institution for Mission and Evangelism is broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. We want you to know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Again, we would like to thank our advisors. We'd like to thank Dr. June Normia, Dr. Pondalia Williams, Prophetess Cardona, and we would all like to thank those in Tampa, Florida, those here in Jacksonville, Florida, and all of those that are listening throughout this nation that have taken time to join us on this beautiful setting on tonight. Our Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. And God, we just give you all praise and glory. And Father, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, let it be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for sanctifying us. Thank you for filling us. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for our talk with you each and every day. We thank you, Father, that you have inspired us with your word. We thank you, God, because the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, and thy word that we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord, those that are not saved, Father, we pray, God, even today, that you would save them, that you would deliver them. God, you said, God, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead, you said that we shall be saved. God, save that boy, save that girl, save that man, save that woman. God, save those, God, that are, Father God, that have lost hope. God, those that are tired. And God, those, Father God, that just given through the hand. Father God, let them know, God, that you are still in control. And God, even as a message you've given us, Father God, that it is not over until you said that it's over. So, Lord God, daily keep them before you. God, put joy and peace in their heart. God, let them say yes to your will and yes to their way. God, if there's any sick, God, we pray healing upon them, God, even right now. Father God, you paid the price 2,000 years ago for the healing and deliverance. And for this, we will glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed. You're going in. You're coming out is our prayer. Until next week, this has been Dr. Mary Smith-McCoy with Jehovah Jireh International Institution. May God bless you.